Imran Khan is not the first PM who has been arrested. Pakistan has a track record of treating PMs like criminals. Pakistan has a track record of treating their prime ministers like petty criminals. Before him, number of leaders have been arrested under military rule. The manner in which former Prime Minister Imran Khan was arrested in a corruption case by rangers from the Islamabad High Court, IHC, has shocked one and all. How can you arrest a national icon inside the court premises with utter contempt? The burly rangers were taking him in their waiting van as he is a hardened criminal. After all, he was the Prime Minister of Pakistan and still heads the biggest political party in his country. That he was a champion sportsperson is not important now. It is also not important that under his leadership Pakistan has become the 1992 World Cup cricket champion. But, Pakistan has a track record of treating their prime ministers like petty criminals. Therefore, Pakistan watchers are not surprised that the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, chief was taken into custody as part of the National Accountability Bureau's, NAB, investigation in the Al Qadir Trust case ahead of his appearance before the IHC bench to seek bail in multiple FIRs registered against him. If we scan through the pages of Pakistan's history, then we find that in January 1962, Haseen Shaheed Sohrawardi was arrested. The fault of the fifth Prime Minister of Pakistan was that he refused to support General Ayub Khan's military coup. He was arrested on charges of anti-state activities. Also read, Pakistan crisis. Islamic Republic of Pakistan surrenders its Hajj quota to Saudi Arabia for the first time in 75 years. It may be recalled that Sohrawardi's tenure as Premier of Bengal saw the Great Calcutta killings in 1946. The Muslim League called a strike to press its demand for the creation of Pakistan. The strike degenerated into brutal and widespread Hindu-Muslim riots in which thousands were killed on both sides. The riots were seen by some as the last nail in the coffin for Hindu-Muslim unity in British India. Haseen Shaheed Sohrawardi, the 8th of September 1892 to the 5th of December 1963, was a barrister and politician. He served as the Prime Minister of Pakistan from 1956 to 1957 and before that as the Prime Minister of Bengal from 1946 to 1947. Sohrawardi is revered as one of Bangladesh's founding statesmen. There he is also remembered as the mentor of Bangladesh's founding leader Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. In India, he is seen as a controversial figure. Some hold him responsible for the 1946 Calcutta killings, for which he is often referred as the Butcher of Bengal in West Bengal. And after Haseen Shaheed Sohrawardi, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, who served as the 9th Prime Minister, was taken into custody on the charges of conspiracy to murder a political opponent in 1974. He was sentenced to death and executed on April 4, 1979. Zulfikar Ali Bhutto was hanged by General Zia-ul-Huq's military regime, in what is often considered by legal experts a judicial murder. Zia, who was the former President of Pakistan and Chief of Army Staff from 1978 to 1988, had seized power from Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, the country's first democratically elected Prime Minister, in a bloodless coup on July 5, 1977. Also read, Pakistan, former PM Imran Khan sent to 8-day physical remand to NAB. If you closely observe the political scene of Pakistan, you would realize that their political leaders treat their rivals as sworn enemies. They hurl abuses on them and make extremely serious charges. There is no place for healthy debates and deliberations. So, they arrest each other when in power. Meanwhile, Bhutto's daughter, Benazir Bhutto, put under house arrest for 90 days in August 1985. She served as the Premier twice from 1988 to 1990 and again from 1993 to 1996. Later, she was arrested in 1986 for denouncing the government at a rally in Karachi on Independence Day. She was again arrested in 1986 for denouncing the government at a rally in Karachi on Independence Day. Benazir was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment for corruption and disqualified from holding public office and fined more than £5 million. And it was the turn of her sworn political enemy, Nawaz Sharif, to face the music. He was exiled during General Parvez Musharraf's government for 10 years. He was arrested when he returned to Pakistan and sent to Saudi Arabia to complete the remaining years of exile. Also read, Imran Khan arrest. Indian Defence Forces keep close watch on developments in Pakistan, maintain strict vigil on borders. There was no end to the woes of Benazir Bhutto as she was again put under arrest for a week in a bid to stop her from leading a long march against General Musharraf's government. That was in November 2007. Sadly, she was killed in bomb blast in 2010. In July 2018, Nawaz Sharif was sentenced to 10 years in jail along with his daughter Mayam Nawaz in a corruption case. The three-time prime minister was again handed over 7 years in prison in the Al-Azizia steel mills corruption reference. Currently, he is in exile in London. Shahid Khaqan Abbasi was arrested in connection with the LNG case by the National Accountability Bureau, NAB, for alleged corruption in July 2019. It may be recalled that Shahid Khaqan Abbasi served as the 21st Prime Minister of Pakistan from August 2017 to May 2018. Abbasi is the senior vice president of the Pakistan Muslim League N, PMLN, and secretary general of the Pakistan Democratic Movement, PDM, an anti-PTI coalition of political parties in Pakistan. He has been a member of the National Assembly of Pakistan since October 2018. Previously, he served as a member of the National Assembly for 8 non-consecutive terms since 1988. Also read, Pakistan, former Prime Minister Imran Khan arrested outside Islamabad High Court. Interestingly, while Pakistan's first Prime Minister, Liaquat Ali Khan, was never arrested, he was assassinated on October 16, 1951, in the company bar of Rawalpindi. Also referred to as Shaheed-e-Millat, the leader was killed while he was on stage during a public meeting of the Muslim League. The stage was later named Liaquat Bagh. But the mystery continues to shroud Khan's death. A close aide of Pakistan founder Muhammad Ali Jinnah, Liaquat Ali Khan was finance minister in the interim government headed by Point Jawaharlal Lal Nehru in 1946. Topics: Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf Benazir Bhutto Nawaz Sharif Imran Khan's arrest Pakistan Imran Khan PTI